You're listening to the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast from Top Music. Tune in weekly as we interview music teachers and experts from around the world to explore creative activities and ideas that build learning connections in students. Our integrated music teaching approach will deepen your students' understanding of musical concepts, engage them in critical thinking, improve their reading and performance, foster their curiosity, and prepare them for a lifetime of music making. Hi teachers, it's Tim Topham here, and thanks for joining me again for another episode of the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast. I think you know by now that our theme for this month is all about intermediate students, and we have been sharing with you this ultimate guide that we've spent many months putting together. It's completely free, and if you haven't checked out the last two episodes, then please go back, particularly to episode 351. It's a nice short episode where I explain why we've created this guide and what it attempts to do for you. In last week's episode, we met Amy, one of Jana Williamson's students, and she talked us through exactly how she uses the guide to curriculum plan for that student. And today, you're going to meet a different student of Jana's. Her name is Ella, and we'll be talking through, again, how to use this guide and to get the most out of the students as they enter this intermediate period, and how to set milestones and goals to make sure they're progressing, and then also making sure that you are taking into account what they want to do and their goals and our studio goals, all those kinds of things. I know it sounds complicated, but the guide really does lay it out and simplify it. And I think seeing Jana, and if you want to, watching Jana during these two episodes can really help cement and clarify how to use these in your studio. So once again, if you haven't got the guide already, then do head over to topmusic.co/curriculum. And in the second step of the process, if you want to access the video recordings, you'll have an opportunity to do so afterwards. So I'm going to hand over to Jana. If you haven't met Jana before, she's a highly sought after teacher of students of all levels with two decades of professional teaching experience. She maintains a home studio in West Chicago and taught at the Wheaton Yamaha Music School from 2001 to 2020. She's been an MTNA nationally certified teacher of music since 2004 and holds bachelor's and master's degrees in piano performance. I'm going to hand it over to Jana. Here we go.
Hello, Top Music teachers. Today, I'm going to be talking about doing goal setting or planning for a student using the ultimate guide to intermediate planning for your students. And so I'm going to take a sample student. This is a real student of mine. However, I'm going to use a different name just in case you see her show up on my social media or something. So we're going to call her Ella today. And I do actually want to take a couple minutes to give you some background context on this particular student. In case you think I only have amazing students who are compliant 100% of the time and practice an hour every day, this will disabuse you of that notion. So let me tell you a little bit about Ella and her parents. Both of her parents are actually professional musicians, but they are not pianists and they're not piano teachers. One of them is a music educator in a high school, and the other one does church music, and piano is not her primary instrument. So Ella is currently 12. She transferred to me a year ago when she was 11. And at that point, she was beginning sixth grade. So in the United States, that's middle school. And when she came, she'd actually been through a number of teachers. I don't know what all the circumstances were, but they had just locally moved, but moved far enough that the old piano teacher was going to be too far of a drive. She was switching schools as well as starting middle school. And her mom told me when they interviewed that she definitely dealt with a little bit of anxiety, at least a little bit. And I was guessing with all of those changes, the move, the starting middle school, all those other things, this was going to be a little bit of a difficult year. It's a difficult age anyway. Additionally to that, I always take plenty of time to get to know my transfer students because it does take time. As much as you can do in the initial interview and ask a lot of questions, it still takes time to really, truly get to know what a student knows, how they learn, what they respond best to. So what happened was that shortly after she began with me in the fall, she broke one of her arms. Then their family got hit by virus after virus in the winter, and she missed multiple lessons simply because she was actually quite sick. And then on top of that, they managed to put her in two musical theater productions back to back in the spring. I don't know why the family chose that. But she essentially missed about a month of lessons in the spring as well due to being overly busy with those two music theater productions. It was not a good year for her. And on top of that, like I said, she was dealing with transitioning to a new school and all those kinds of things. So this was a great student for me to go back and think about what my goals are and what her parents had told me their goals were, as well as now that I've spent one academic year with a student getting to know her, I have a little more information. What basically happened last year was she wasn't practicing, or she was practicing a very, very minimal amount and coming to me seeming anxious about piano. So my response was then to back off, to make lessons very, you know, relaxed and minimal expectations, because I did not want to add any anxiety to this poor child's life. However, towards the end of the year, I communicated something to the parents. I do regular evaluations. And in the spring, I said, you know, she's had minimal progress this year because of all these real reasons. And so I do think it's just worth you guys having a conversation to see if piano is really fit, if she can really fit it within her schedule, if she has time to practice and make progress. She's already playing at an early intermediate level. And so in order to continue and to get something out of this, she's going to have to actually play at home. And what happened was the mom and I realized that we were on two totally different pages. She didn't realize that her daughter was not meeting expectations as far as what I was thinking she would be able to do throughout the week. And her daughter was doing very, very minimal amounts of practicing and then telling her mom that she was all done with what she needed to do. So for the last few weeks of lessons, as the school year was wrapping up before now we're in summer break, I did actually challenge her and make my expectations more clear. Like, I want you to learn this whole piece this week, or I want you to be able to play this whole page at this particular tempo. And that did seem to go well. And her parents have told me they would like me to continue in that vein this next year. Of course, we'll see how her schedule is, and we'll hope that she's not hit by a broken arm and a whole bunch of viruses and a whole bunch of musical theater. All right, so if I go to the blank student goal tracker, which is within your guide, at the top we have a space for the student's name and then long-term goals, meaning 5 years or more. Having talked with the parents, I know that their values are that they want their children to be functional musicians who can do things like play for church, be able to play in ensemble, understand music, you know, those kinds of things. They have those goals in mind, as well as I know they want their daughter to be able to enjoy playing the piano and to be able to play repertoire that she likes. She had been able to play, like I said, early intermediate level repertoire. I know she likes fast pieces, and she was a pretty reliable performer the few times that she was ready to perform last year. So I know those are all within their goals, and I know she likes to do all those things. So that makes me think, based on the context that I gave you, as well as those goals, that this year's goal, in my mind, needs to be consistent, smart practicing that leads to her being able to do more difficult repertoire. I know she wants to be able to play things that sound more difficult and that are more difficult. And what that's going to take is consistency in her practicing, as well as completing the assignments that I've given her and being smart about them, not allowing the anxiety and what oftentimes happens with anxious students, that avoidance, to prohibit her from actually making progress on her own and then feeling unprepared for her lessons. We all know that cycle, right? A student avoids things and then they don't feel good about their lesson, and then the teacher is frustrated. So I want to break that, and I want to have this year just be all about consistent, good work in her practice sessions.
Hi everyone, I wanted to take a moment to let you know about an amazing community of music teachers ready to welcome you over at Top Music Pro. Top Music Pro is the global hub for music teachers looking to connect, learn, grow, and be challenged in both their teaching and studio businesses. Community members save time by accessing hundreds of step-by-step lesson plans, creative teaching frameworks, business guides, online courses, and workshops. We offer training in topics as diverse as music technique, lead sheets, website building, intermediate repertoire, group teaching, and special needs teaching. We also save you money through our extensive discounts, including those with Music Notes, Sheet Music Plus, Music Room, Office Depot, Tonebase, and many more. And if you like sheet music, all our members get a free book of studio-licensed, beautifully engraved sheet music each and every month. As a valued podcast listener, you can check out the Top Music Pro community free for 14 days by heading to topmusicpro.com, clicking Join Now on our studio tier, and using the special coupon code IMTPOD23. That's all one word. So that's IMTPOD23. We can't wait to welcome you inside.
Okay, so that leads me now to thinking about some of the milestones that I want to set for Ella this year. And I'm trying to make these as tangible as I can, because the idea of just, you know, learning harder repertoire and practicing better all year, that's not a very tangible thing. So see what you think about my goals. I'm on summer break right now. I'm going to talk with this student in a few weeks when she comes back for the school year, and I'm going to lay these out as possible goals, and I'll have a conversation with her. So we'll see how the year turns out, but this is what I'm thinking. Milestone number one, which will take the whole year, I would like her to complete the 30-piece challenge. Last year, she did about half of that, about 15. And if I'm honest, I gave her several easy pieces as a way to help her kind of have completed a few more things. So I'd like her to complete the 30-piece challenge with, of course, some repertoire that is easier and then some more difficult things. Milestone number two is part of the conversation I had with her mom in the spring. She's going to take her first AIM exam. AIM is our Illinois exam syllabus. We've already talked about this in the spring. I've given her some workbook materials. That means she'll need to complete a theory exam in October and a performance exam in March. I know she can totally do this. She already had a little bit of experience with some of the elements of this exam, but she's never taken one. So I think that goal will be really good for her. And I think if I help her prepare, it won't be anxiety inducing. I think it'll just be a good goal to have hanging out there for her. Milestone number three is not exactly a milestone, but it's part of my planning. I'm going to put her in a different historical intermediate series. She came in with the Faber Piano Adventures level 4. And she told me kind of halfway through the year she didn't really love those books, and I don't think she needs to use them. So we're going to abandon the method book. And then she also had the Faber Piano Literature book 3, which has actually had a number of good pieces for her to learn this year, some of the shorter things. But I would like for her to maybe learn just a couple more in there that we had looked at before we broke for summer. And then I want to put her in a better historical series. She has told me she likes classical sounding things. And I know she likes fast things such as Bergmuller. She's enjoyed some Haydn, German dances, those kinds of things. So I'm going to put her in a series that I think is going to be better suited for that affinity, and a series that I like that will push her, but also give her plenty of repertoire to work on. And then milestone number four, like I said, this is kind of wrapping up that consistent, thorough practice. So I'm going to do my best to give her very clear cut goals. I might even make some little checkbox charts on her assignment sheet so that she can feel really good about checking things off. And then I am going to try to hold her to that in the nicest, least anxiety-inducing sort of way. But I want to have a conversation with her at that very first lesson to say, all right, let's remember that when you practice, it's your whole assignment here. She's 12, so she's old enough to handle an assignment sheet like that. And then I'm asking you to achieve these particular goals and work towards these things. If you are unable to because of some circumstances, I want you to tell me that at the very beginning of your lesson. Otherwise, I'm going to expect you to do those. And I'm hopeful that in the first couple of months of our lessons, we can have a really open dialogue about how practicing has gone, but that I can be, in a very friendly way, clear, as well as providing accountability for her in those practice assignments. So that gives me four pretty, you know, attainable, I think, milestones, three of which are very just practical as far as books, an exam, and completing that 30-piece challenge. And the fourth one, the consistent, thorough practice, being a little bit more nebulous, but I think we can still put that in a measurable way. I'm hopeful that that will lead her to a much better year this year with a lot more achievement, particularly through her repertoire, as well as some of her functional skills. All right, I hope this helps. If you have a student like Ella, maybe I've given you a few ideas. If you have a student who's different, perhaps this still has helped you think through what are some clear, attainable milestones and goals that you can work through with your intermediate students. I'll see you next time.
Well, that's it for our three-part series all about intermediate curriculum planning and our ultimate guide. I hope you've grabbed it. I hope you check it out. I hope you use it. Wherever you are in the planning process for your students, it's always good to think about how you are actually structuring this intermediate period. And hopefully, you'll have it on hand as you enter either the new year for the start of the new academic year in 2024 in January for all the Southern Hemisphere schools, and as you head into August, September for next year for all our Northern Hemisphere teachers. I do hope it's helpful. Please let me know if you have any questions. We always value your questions and comments. You can either leave a comment on our show notes page at topmusic.co/episode353. You can send us an email, support@topmusic.co, or just find us on any of our social media channels and leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for tuning in to the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast. I'm Tim Topham, and I look forward to speaking with you again this time next week. Bye-bye.
How do you keep up to date with all the latest trends and research into music education? How do you connect with other teachers around the world and make sure your teaching stays fresh and relevant for students of all ages and stages, both now and into the future? I created our Top Music Pro membership to be the one-stop shop for music teaching resources, training, support, and community, and I'd love for you to come and join us inside. With over 40 comprehensive training courses, hundreds of teaching demonstrations and lesson plans, free monthly sheet music, discounts, and all the business and pedagogy support you could ever need, Top Music Pro is the community you've been looking for. If you're ready to level up your learning from the podcast and join thousands of other teachers in our global network, head over to topmusicpro.com today. If you enjoy this show and want to hear more of our work, be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening today. For links and resources mentioned in this episode, visit us at topmusic.co/podcast or check out the show notes. I'm Tim Topham, and this is the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast, a production of Top Music. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your week ahead, and I'll catch you next time.